Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Max, I saw that Ryan Hartman goal. I looked at the clip of it this morning after you and I were chatting about it. And what a beauty. I mean, he steals a puck shorthanded, goes down and gets stonewalled right away and gets that rebound and pops it in. Man, that was really impressive.
Yeah, and that changes games. As you know, Dave, you go shorthanded and you get a breakaway goal from your third or fourth line, things happen. And Ryan Hartman's an interesting study. He grew up in Illinois and he pursued hockey there and then was a first-round draft pick of the Blackhawks, which doesn't happen that often when the hometown team grabs you. Of course, Joe Mauer would be the epitome of that, but he got drafted late in the first round by his own team, the Blackhawks, and thought, you know, dream come true. I'll work my way up, and he knew all the players on that team when he went to camp, so there was that intimidation factor perhaps with Taves and Kane, et cetera, and then ended up getting traded a few times. He's been around the league pretty good and has kind of learned to embrace that journey. He's enjoyed the different places. Dallas is where he came from, and he accepts that, you know, that a journeyman's career is a good career in the NHL as long as you're still playing in the NHL and getting an NHL paycheck. And he came over here and he gives him a little something. He's one of those character pieces that they put in. He's well-traveled. He understands the game well. He understands the nuances of what an NHL season is about. And those guys become very important to you down the stretch, as you know.
Boy, do they ever. And then they get the win last night, 3-2, so they come back here to play a few at home now at 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1 and coming home, and I haven't checked to see if home ice translates the way it does for home court in a lot of places, in home field in football, so I don't know if the NHL is any different than that, playing in empty buildings or not, but they get San Jose tomorrow night at the X, and really a good, strong road trip to start it, and you play two different goalies too, and they both get wins along the way. So yeah, it's a good setup for the Wild coming in, and a lot of different people have been on the scoring sheet. You know, they're still waiting for Kevin Fiala to find his stroke. He's had a lot of near misses and a lot of shots on goal, and he hasn't been able to convert. And obviously, you look at him as a key piece based on what he did last year during the regular season. So if they could get him jump started a little bit, you might have something really special.
No doubt about it. Hey, the Twins, you and I talked a lot about picking up J.A. Happ. I guess it's not officially confirmed, but it sounds like it's pretty much a done deal, barring a physical or something. But do you think there's any other additions they're going to make here before we start spring training, which, believe it or not, Maxie, is less than a month away?
Oh, don't even say it. Well, first you got to get Nelson Cruz figured out. That's the big one, you know, and what's a contract look? And during the pandemic, when you don't know what your budget's going to be for a guy that's, you know, 40 plus and put up unbelievable numbers and been an unbelievable addition to your team. And so I don't know what the bidding war would be like for Cruz right now in the open market, and who else would, you know, the White Sox, you'd heard all along, have an interest in him. And of course, they're building themselves, it looks like, to make a run. But I don't know what the price of poker is for a guy like that. It's a really interesting dilemma kind of thing for Derek Falvey and Thad Levine, I'm sure, to ascertain what's the right number. You know you want him back. There's no question about that. And how many years do you go? How much money do you go when you don't know if you're going to have, on top of things, fans in the stands come April and May? And certainly that's not the only piece to your revenue streams, but it is a big part of the profit center. And where do you put him in that? So that's the next thing that, you know, I mean, I'm sure that the talks and negotiations are ongoing, but that's the one they got to settle on.
Hey, by the way, Max, you want to say congratulations to a Hall of Fame 2021 member, at least later this year in December, I think he'll officially be inducted, and that's Minnetonka High School's baseball coach, Coach Twenge, in the National, the American Baseball Coach Association Hall of Fame, for Pete's sake. That's a heck of an honor.
Yep, and he's paid his dues, as they say, and but it's been a labor of love, and you grew up with him, you know him. Two Hall of Famers from Hatton, North Dakota, that's pretty cool. Dave Lee and Paul Twenge in two different career paths, but they both had such great passion in what they did, and started on the baseball fields in Hatton for both of you, I'm sure. But yeah, he has seen the Dave. He's one of your closest friends, and I've gotten to know him through you. But I mean, he's seen Division I baseball head coach Minnetonka. He loves baseball, and the other thing, he doesn't run out of passion, does he? He loves kids, and he loves teaching, and he loves trying to teach it a new way, doesn't he?
I said, I think I'm going to retire, and you should have heard him light me up like a Christmas tree.
Good, good, because I've been telling him to keep lighting me up.
Oh, man, did he? Because, he you're right, and that's the kind of passion. You just don't want to quit what you're doing. And, boy, so we, and we have a lot of those. In fact, we'll honor another one tomorrow.
Groundskeeper on his baseball field.
I've already said
it's artificial turf, so there's nothing to do.
Exactly. Hey, remember those days when you'd put that string all the way down the third base line and
all the way down, pound it in.
And if you had one of your guys in your team, because you did it as members of the team, if somebody was crooked with it, you would never let them get that thing to put the lime down,
chalk. It had to go right over first or third base at the proper place and then end up in the outfield on the right one. We had the Walshes that took care of it all, but when they let me, they used to just laugh and have to redo it again. But, yeah, you don't have to do that much with some of these fields now. They've got either turf infields or, in the case of Minnetonka, a whole turf field, and you can just go and play. And a lot of, I don't know why, Dave, but a lot of ballparks now have let their grass grow on the baselines, instead of having the dirt from home to first or from third to home, they keep that just as grass, and then your dirt is just from first to third. And I don't know what the thinking is there, but it sure be a fun place to bunt.
That's right. Well, the old groundskeepers, when Maury Wills would come to town or Ricky Henderson, and they'd groom that field either for them or against them, but it was all – I always got a kick out of there. The MVPs back in the day.
Yeah, Billy Martin. Well, Max, he was the third base coach, and he went and watered down all over home plate in that area, so Maury Wills couldn't bunt in the 65 series. I can't imagine Billy Martin would do that.
We played a ball game one time, I remember, in a town near our hometown, and they put fresh sand between first and second base because we liked to steal. And
did they really?
The first steal was out by, 25 feet from one of our faster guys. He comes back and says, "I couldn't run."
I couldn't run.
that was kind of that was the fun part about being part of the grounds crew, if you could pull those shenanigans off. So you're right, a little tougher to do that
now. You can find the edge, but I suppose you could do that pretty easy. You could pile the sand in and then take it out when Hatton leaves.
Sure, yeah. Hey, Maxie, tonight you'll be on at 6:30. Anything planned for the show?
I'm going to have Hugh McCutcheon on, the talented volleyball coach for the University of Minnesota. We think we're going to get Josh McDaniels on from the Timberwolves and much more.
All right, Maxie, I will talk to you, listen for you tonight here, and look for you on Channel 4 TV, WCCO Television, award-winning Mike Maxwell at 8:48 Traffic and Weather coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.